Hey everyone, we have a treat today and we are sharing a portion of a coaching call that we do inside of our community, the Dangerous Creatives membership. It is a live group coaching membership that you can join for a year. You get access to all of our content, all of our challenges. We have a money flow, a vision flow, marketing, sales, all kinds of stuff that is focused on empathetic, big-hearted, kind, creative people, because we're kind of a unique breed, right? We don't have all the energy in the world. Our energy might come and go. We have big hearts and really care about what we're doing with our work. And so sometimes question ourselves or sometimes struggle with imposter syndrome or overthinking. And those things are just like so specific to this kind of creative work that we've created a space where we can talk about it, we can join in conversations like that together, and then we can coach with that in mind, because not everyone operates that way. And so there's a lot of business education that just is not as helpful for us big-hearted creative people, right? So we're so excited to share this with you. This was our Instagram captions workshop. It'll just be a portion of it. So if you want to hear more of the conversation around it or the full workshop, jump into Danger School. We have our membership. You can join for a year and you can also do a monthly payment plan, but you get access to our back catalog of all of our previous live calls, and you get to join us live and get feedback on stuff that you're going through. So hope you enjoy this episode. This is our captions and copywriting workshop, and we thought it was a lot of fun. We had a great response from our community, so I hope you enjoy it. Okay, so copywriting has totally changed my business, learning how to write compelling captions on Instagram. I know a lot of times copywriting is like website copy. I just am mostly talking about captions today, although website stuff is important too. Take notes, because the last thing I want is to just like spill a bunch of information and then not have a clear path of how to take it back and apply it. Okay, so I'm such a big fan of copywriting in general because a lot of us are visual storytellers, photographers, stylists, wedding planners, coaches. Like, we have this real clear idea of what we're doing for people, but then we put it out there and don't like tell people how to look at what we're putting out. You know, we don't give them the lens with which to understand our work. And so we're missing this big aspect of how to help people absorb it, how to help them apply it, why they need us to get from point A to point B. So when you pair it with the writing, it can be so much more convincing, so much more clear for people of why they want to engage with our work and how it's going to make their lives better. So you're sitting at your screen with writer's block, just want to post pretty photos or just want to post your work or your client win or whatever. And you're watching other people book really easily with ideal clients, maybe feeling frustrated that it's not flowing the same for you. And you wish that people were already primed to hire you and barely needed a sales call because they're so excited about you and your work. We all feel that way, right? We like hope we don't even have to convince people on the sales call. They're just like, I've known for years that I wanted to work with you. I am ready for it right now. Actually, this year for me with my wedding photography, most of my clients are like, I had you hired in my mind before I found my partner. And now I have my partners. Now it's like, let's get married. I've had you like hired for years. And it's like, that's what we want, right? Like, that makes me feel so good. That's what we all want, is for someone to be like, I've been waiting for this chance to hire you because I've been reading all your cool captions and seeing your work, and now I'm so ready. Not only does our writer's block hold us back from connecting with these clients, but it's making us doubt our own work too, because we're putting out this beautiful portfolio of our work, of our finished weddings or our favorite shoots or the program that we worked so hard designing. And there's like a roadblock, right? There's a disconnect from like the amazing thing that we're offering and the people that are ready to say like, hell yes, let's do this. So the thing right in the middle is our writing. And this is why I think, like, when people are like, what makes the biggest deal with your business? What skills does every creative business owner need to have? I all the time say writing and sales. I'm like, everyone needs to know writing and sales, and like your life will just, your business will change. Your life will change. It applies to like literally everything. So it can change the game, and it can change the game quickly. People will start telling you, I feel like you're inside my head. I feel like you're totally seeing what I just said to my partner, what I just said to my mother. Like, how are you reading my mind? They are so relieved to find someone that like you that really gets it, that really gets what they're going through, that really understands what's important to them when it comes to their XYZ, when it comes to their photos, when it comes to their wedding planning, when it comes to their coaching. They're just so relieved. They finally are like, pew, 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 I found you. And I've been looking and I haven't found anyone that says things the way that you did. And now I found you. They can't wait to work with you. And where do they sign? So these are some of the things that you'll start to see as you start putting a little bit more effort into the captions or writing in a way that's like so laser focused on your ideal client. We're going to do that today. And I'm going to talk us through a couple different copywriting systems. But actually, I'm going to like just mainly focus on one. One of the biggest shifts that I had in my business came when I stopped seeing myself as someone who only had to go, 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 work, 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 edit, edit, edit. But I started outsourcing pieces of my business to different people, to automated programs. And so even though I was resistant to try AI editing, I have become such a fan of Imagine because they take that first bit of editing off my plate where it goes through and color corrects, sharpens, does whatever I need to do so I can go in and do the fine tuning. And it has saved me hours of time. So I'm such a big fan. If you're a photographer and you have not checked out Imagine yet, go to imagine-ai.com/dangerouscreatives or click the link in our show notes or use the code dangerouscreatives. It'll get you some credit to try out Imagine on your images and let you like test out training your AI software. So I definitely recommend doing that if you are a photographer and you want to cut down hours of time on editing, check out Imagine AI. So there's a couple different systems in copywriting. Different ones work best for different types of things that we're offering. One is called PAS, Problem Agitation Solution. Some of these I like more than others. Some of them honestly feel kind of shitty. So I like my, I don't know, I don't really want to poke at someone's problems all the time. That's what Problem Agitation Solution is. They're like, let me make you cry during this like Super Bowl commercial or during this thing you're reading. So then you're like really motivated. Y'all know the things that motivate people the most is emotions, but there's like positive emotions and negative emotions. And so marketers have figured this out and they're like, if I make you afraid or if I make you inspired, those are both motivating. And honestly, fear is the most motivating, which is why like all the clickbaity stuff is out there. We hate it. In general, I think that we can talk about people's problems without like being fear mongers. And I think creatives are so good at this because a whole part of our vision is creating a world that is more supportive, that is more caring of like the human in general, not just like trying to sell something. So this one is not my favorite. This one actually is the one I want to spend a lot of our time on. And it's AIDA. So write these down: attention, interest, desire, and action. And so if you're ever like, where do I start when it comes to talking about something? This is a good framework to think about. So attention is the hook. It's the attention grabber. This can be something kind of basic. Like a lot of times they're like, people know I'm talking to brides. People know I'm talking to photographers. I think we have to assume that people aren't on the same page that we are, and we can remind them like, hey, photographers, or hey, you just got engaged, you know, you are running a business and want to look amazing in your clothes. I know I have some stylists in here. Like, you want to make a big impression, you know? And so coming up with that hook can be really important. The second part is interest. So this is sharing a story, giving an example. Storytelling can be so, so powerful when it comes to connecting with your ideal client. And storytelling doesn't just have to mean that you always share super personal details about your life. It can, and that can be super powerful storytelling. A marketer she's about to be on our podcast, she talked about either vulnerable or validating or educational are the three types of things in this interest column. Vulnerable being like a story from our own life, validating being like, hey, I get it, you're overwhelmed, or hey, this is what my house looked like before I did this redesign, or like, I know life gets out of hand a lot. We have a previous client who does cleaning videos, and hers are like, she's like, hey, I know it can be so hard to clean your house, especially when, like, you know, there's maybe we're feeling discouraged or we have a lot going on or whatever, you know. So she has these like really validating posts that inspire people because she's like, hey, I see you, I see where you're at. And also, we can like hit this goal together, and here are some ways to make it easier. So, interest is sharing a story, giving an example, maybe talking about a past client or an example where you saw something play out. So, and then three, it is desire. So you're kind of like, hey, what are some of the aspirational parts of the value that you're giving? Highlight any of the fun parts of what you're offering, some of the lighter aspects. So, you know, I know a lot of us are full of feelings, me included. And I'm like, let me tell you all these really, really deep, meaningful reasons why this is something that we need. Sometimes it's okay to just be like, it's really fun to do a boudoir session. We're going to play super fun music. We're going to like pick out some really cute outfits, and like, we're going to have the best time. Part of the cut my copy when I was doing more boudoir was I lived across the street from a church, and I was like, come to my house. We'll do a boudoir session. We'll flash the church ladies and we'll just have the best time. And that one like phrase in my copy was like converted more people to do boudoir than any of the really meaningful stuff, which I'm like glad I talked about that too. But sometimes we can like just have a little fun with it too. And then four is action, encouraging the reader to take action, sign up, reach out, DM, make the next step easy for them to do. So this is all the other stuff that y'all are working on behind the scenes, especially if you're in one of our programs or done one before. It's like, make it easy for people to pay you. Make it easy for people to reach out and to take that next step with you. It just gets to be a fun thing. So before we dig in more, let's think about this with our ideal client. Like if we're thinking about this ideal client and they're a photographer that... like what is the what do they want? So the aspirational would be like, imagine opening up your website to a portfolio full of images that you're obsessed with, you know? So that could be like the aspirational side of the attention. Sometimes it's like, we get so close to our own businesses, or we're so close to the photo industry. Sometimes I like to jump to a totally different industry too. And I'm like, you know, dating clients. If you're working with a dating client, the attention is like, wish you could meet a whole bunch of eligible singles without having to scroll through a dating app, you know, like, ooh, attention. Yes, I don't want to be on a date. You know what I mean? So like, then applying it to photography. So that's one way. If you're like, hey, I don't want to like make anyone feel bad about whatever, you can just do the attention and have kind of that attention grabber of like something that's about your story too, as it applies to your client. I love it when people post things that you're like, this is going to be polarizing and this is going to send people one way or another. But like, it makes the people that love you more when you do stuff like that. Is this getting your wheels spinning with your person? We're going to do a little ideal client stuff and then circle back to everyone's things. I think that can that be part of the issue too, is you're like, I don't actually know who I'm talking to. I think this is a different copywriting framework, but this can also help too, especially if you're trying to like really narrow it down to who you're talking about. And we're going to do a little ideal client exercise in a second too. But the before, the after, and the bridge. So this could be a good example, especially for those who are doing some kind of education or some coaching, or like photography is transformational. Styling is transformational. There's a before, there's an after, and there's a way that what you're offering is the thing that guides them through that, you know? So the before, again, could be like, Kendra was, you know, really burned out or was frustrated. Here's some things that they kept running into this one problem. The client said one thing, but didn't actually want what they said or whatever. After, there's like confidence, there's these benefits of knowing that we've clearly communicated using the system that you've created to help people do X, Y, Z. And the bridge is showing like, here's the different things that I work with people through to get them from point A to point B. And so that might give people an even more clear picture. And you use these, you don't use these at the same time, but like one post could be a BAB and one could be this other framework. You know what I mean? Kind of mix them up so people feel like, oh, she's speaking exactly to me. Okay, so let's think through our ideal client for a second. I kind of like thinking, I have a couple of different ways that I like to think about ideal client. One is to think about someone that you've already worked with that might be the closest to the perfect person. You know, no one's going to be perfect. Everyone's going to be, there's going to be pieces of things that I loved working with this client because of this. This was challenging. And sometimes we might be in a little bit of an experimenting phase too of, I worked with someone that was at this point in their business and I realized I really like working with someone here. When you think about a person or a couple that you've worked with, you're like, that project, that family, that couple, that client, I loved them. Maybe put their first name in just so you remember who you're talking about. And if you're writing stuff down, write down their names. But think about, pull that person up into your mind for a second. This could even be, this doesn't even have to be someone you've worked with. Maybe you're like, hey, I'm still building. I don't feel like I've worked with an ideal client yet. Maybe it's someone you know, even not super closely, where you're like, oh my gosh, like I love everything they're about. They would be a dream client for sure. Okay, so now take a minute. So take a minute and write down all the things you can think of about that couple, that person, that wedding, whatever the project was, everything you can think of. You're like, their wedding was outside. They had outfits on that I loved. Their families were super nice. Could be the size of their business if you're not a photographer or if you're coaching. Like, I loved that they were a 2 on the Enneagram and I like working with 2s. So just go for it. And here's some that I wrote down for my ideal client. Here, some ideas. It was like a second marriage. They wanted a big dance party. Doesn't want any posed photos. They went to a certain college. So I'm going to keep talking while you write this stuff down, because I'm going to give you an example of how I figured this out for my wedding business. And this was the first time I really figured out who my wedding ideal couple was. Went to Vanderbilt. He was a baseball player. They had like an indoor-outdoor wedding situation. Their family was so great. They loved that I shot film. She told everyone about me. Like, I shot through her whole friend group, all of their weddings. And I started piecing this together because it was a lot of like similar things. Like, these couples all went to Vanderbilt. They valued art, but also maybe weren't in an artistic career. So they just let me do whatever I wanted, but they wanted it to look good. And then they were so grateful and happy, you know? So this was my ideal client. A lot of them were on a sports team. A lot of them had an outdoor element to their wedding. They like basically wanted to host a big party and have their friends feel so celebrated and so cared for. It was like definitely hospitality was a shared core value there. A lot of their parents lived in a southern city, but they went off and like moved to a big city. So they were, you know, a little bit more metropolitan, but they had southern roots. It was this whole avatar of a person. All right. So have we written down as much as possible about these people? Anything that you're like, when you think about, oh, hey, there actually are some things that I really loved about this. I also think you can pull out certain parts and be like, maybe I should niche in this thing. People call it white space, you know, where you're trying to figure out where everyone wants to be in one certain situation. And then you're looking for like the blank space in your industry. So like in wedding photography in Nashville, back when I was doing this work, everyone wanted to shoot musicians getting married and like boho style. And it was, you know, fun and it was flirty and everyone wanted to do it. And I was like, no one wants to shoot church weddings. What if I niche in church ceremony, outdoor beautiful reception, a little bit of tradition, a little bit of like something new? I was like, what if I do that? And then for a while, I also niched on like Indian weddings that were like, it was like Christian Indian. It was like blending two cultures. And that was my niche. So think about that too when you're thinking about your ideal client. Is like, what are the things that you loved? And is there a space where you're like, not a lot of people are doing this and I loved this? Does anything pop into your head when you think about that? Look at what you wrote. The challenge is to try to dig a couple layers deeper. So example, what do you think some of their values were? Like presence, hospitality, imperfection, family. Like a lot of people wrote multicultural things is like, is family the biggest piece of why they're having this event or doing this thing? And then try to write down just like line, 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 write down anything that they did that illustrates how that was a value for them. Maybe they really value their kids' individuality or creative expression, and they want to show that in their photos. So think about like individuality, creative expression, and then write all the ways that that family kind of illustrated that or that you saw. Okay. So keep thinking about your person. You've jotted down a little bit more about what makes them different. And I think also think through where is there overlap in some of your core values? Do you also value letting the kids take all the artwork out onto the dining room table and completely making a mess and then like going and getting ice cream? That was like a perfect Saturday for your family. Did you also shorten your guest list for your wedding so that you could put more money into the band because you really wanted to see your grandpa dance with your nephew? You know, think through any of those things that kind of cross over. I like to do the 90s homework thing where you take like a sheet of paper and you fold it like a hot dog, you know, and on one side you have you and on the other side you have your client. And so you think about your client, these names that you listed out, and you're like, I loved that this is the way they pulled in their culture. This is the way they made their friends and family feel taken care of. This is the way they approached their business that in a way that aligned with them. And then on the other side, put you and think through some of those values, some of your values, and any stories you can think of that like come from your life that are similar to those that your clients have. Because this can cure some writer's block too. If we always have our like hamburger paper sitting near our desk or held up somewhere, we can be like for an example, some of my core values are empowerment, adventure, connection, hospitality. So like, If I'm trying to talk about how my clients really value hospitality, I might say, just because it's 2024 doesn't mean hospitality is dead. And I'd be like, you know, when I was in my 20s and broke, I still found ways to pull people together. We made this big pot of chili. We'd invite over our friends, pull our couch out by the fire pit, and like talk late night until it was over. You know, now I have some more resources. And as we were going into our wedding day, we were hoping we could host something that was elevated, but also felt like just a bunch of friends around the fire talking about chili. The assignment, if you're continuing to free write, think about these categories: shared values, aspirations, and avoiding pain. It's like three different buckets. So a shared value, me and my clients, both on the photo side and the coaching side, really value connection, really value generosity, and really want to just like enjoy life to its fullest. You know, like we're here for a short time, not a long time, or we're here for a good time, not a long, you know, like we're here to really like get all the marrow out of life. Aspirations, and then avoiding pain. All right, so I'm going to give you just a few minutes to think through your client, some of those things you wrote down about them before that you really liked about them, things they have in common, and then putting some different ideas into shared values, aspirations, and avoiding pain. And just make a little note next to things you write. If you're like, I value independence. So when I traveled alone when I was in college, that would be a story that could connect what I'm talking about. Or when I had my son pull out all of his Legos and we spread them all over the floor and we just had a whole day Lego building session and had a panic attack at the end because there were Legos everywhere, but you know, it was worth it. We had the best day. Okay, I'm going to be quiet and just let y'all write for a second. Write your stories and your ideas. Okay, guys, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see what you write from here. Bye, guys. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. We're so thankful that we can deliver this awesome content to you each week, and we're so thankful for your support and that you keep showing up to listen. If you want to dive in a bit more, we have our membership that is open year-round. We just launched a couple challenges inside of it, the Money Mindset Challenge and the Vision Challenge, and those are things you can walk through at your own pace. They're super fun and easy to get through, and also really inspiring if you're trying to make moves in your business. We have a monthly call as part of that membership too. So you get to join for a year, have community, jump in with a bunch of creatives, and also walk through the curriculum together. So if you want more information on that, you can check out that and all of our other offerings at dangerschool.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon. This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Chammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time. Mm-hmm.